Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers takes first base on ball four. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Evers moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Doby reaches second base with a double. Easter moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon strikes out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Houdeman moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Houdeman scores. Strickland goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evers strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houdeman strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parnell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to third for the out. Goodman moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Evers goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kell. The throw from Hegan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Kennedy moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Gurnett strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gurnett out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Houdeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Umflett hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Wilbur pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Milt Bowling now playing shortstop. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and two home runs. He's got five RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-4 in the game. Egan is hit by the pitch. Kennedy moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. Joe Tipton pinch runs for Jim Hegan. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Houdeman hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-5 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Mitchell scores. Tipton moves to third. Avila moves to second. It's 11-4, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tipton scores. It's 12-4, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-4, Indians. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton now catching. Owen Friend now playing shortstop. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.